This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, guys, this is Phil Hendry. Sorry about postponement of tonight's Dumbass Awards and our webcast. However, tune in on January the 9th for both events. And join me tonight at Dave & Buster's from 9 to 11 p.m. I will be there signing your CDs for my friend's place. And now more of our disgusting favorite, Bobby Dooley.
We lead the way in style, music, restaurants. And I think that people are following California in terms of politics. I think the Democrats have ruined not only this state but this country. And I think it's time that we do something about that. That's my personal opinion. I can give you a great example of this that touches my own family. We have a family down the street. They are Democrats. We've been aware of the Simchurch family for a long time. They're active in the community. They've been trying to get the recall defeated. They're Democrats. My oldest son, Seth, said to me that he wanted to do something for charity. He wanted to do something for someone who was hurting. And I said, I think that's wonderful, Seth. What do you want to do? And he said he wanted to ask Anne Marie Simchurch, these Democrats' daughter, to the fall formal. And I said that would be a wonderful gesture.
Why is that charity? Is she handicapped?
She is very, she's not, I would not say she's pretty. She's handsome, which is not necessarily a positive for a young lady. She is a little stocky. And I believe, and the boys say that she's hard up, or, you know, so I think really what Seth wanted to do was to do something nice for her, even though we do take exception to the politics of her parents. He comes home this evening, and keep in mind that my son lettered in both football and water polo. And water polo, are you aware of water polo? And
I know the sport, yeah.
But are you aware of what its significance on campus?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Water polo is really now the sport, and young men that letter in it. So my son had a water polo letter in everything. And he came home tonight from school, and I could tell something was bothering him. And I said, what is wrong? And he told me to mind my own business. And when your child is angry like that, you know something's going on. And I said, tell me what's wrong, Seth. And he used the B word. He called me a B-I-T-C-H, and he said, mind my own. I said, what happened? And he said, I'll tell you what's wrong. He asked Anne Marie Simchurch to the fall formal, and she said no. And I thought I was going to black out. I could feel the blood leaving my head.
Okay, your son asked the daughter of these Democrats to the formal, and she said no?
Yes, and my son was doing her a favor. I mean, he was trying to do something to help someone who is not as fortunate.
When you say she's not as fortunate, she's what? She's not
what I would call first line. We have our fashion show, and I would not have her go out number one on the runway. You know, but my son felt, since nobody had asked her out, he said she was probably hard up, and it might be an opportunity for him to have romance or something. I don't know. I don't understand what he was saying there. But I will tell you, I found it insulting. I found it so typical of Democrats to insult, to bite the hand that feeds, to slap a family across the face that is trying to do something charitable. And I said to my husband, that is just, and my husband Steve is here, Phil. Didn't I say it's just like them?
It's just like the Democrats.
And I said, you know, I said to my son, I am so sorry that this happened to you, Seth. And he said, the effing B-I-T-C-H won't go to the fall formal with me. And he went into his room. This is when it gets personal.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley. She is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We had you on to talk about the recall in California.
But this is what I'm talking about, Phil. These are Democrats who don't get it. It got very... I called the mother of this girl.
No, but you're telling me a family of Democrats, your son asked out their daughter to a fall formal and the girl said no, and that was an insult.
Oh, absolutely, that was an insult to my son. He lettered in water polo. He's lettered in varsity football. He is very good looking. There isn't a girl on campus that would not want, and I say this with great moral restraint, but there isn't a girl on campus, and I'll even say this, a few teachers that wouldn't want to have, you know, relations with him.
Well, that's fine. I don't know whether that's something a mother wants to say.
Well, still, I look.
Doesn't this girl have a right to say to your son, no, she doesn't want to go to the prom with him, and your son telling you to mind your own business, and he used the B word? Did your son call you a bitch?
Phil, what would you have done? You know, no.
Well, Bobby.
No, what would you have done? Would you have hit him? He's a boy crying out for help.
If my son calls my wife a bitch, no, I wouldn't hit him. I would say, pal, you get to, first of all, you're going to apologize to your mother eye to eye. Then you're going to go into that room, that bedroom. You're not going to have a car, a computer. You're not going to have a television. You're not going to have a telephone. You're not going to have a radio until you think over what you just did, what you just said, and the ramifications.
So you would, in other words, put him in jail?
Yeah, I'd put him in jail. No, I wouldn't hit him. No.
Well, this, Phil, this is typical of Democrats. They have raised their children, girls who are hard up, and ought to get on their knees and thank God that a boy who lettered in water polo asked them to the fall formal. This is why our state is in trouble. The selfishness of these people. And
but your son called this girl an effing B-I-T-C-H. He said for you to mind your own business because you were a B-I-T-C-H.
My son called me a bitch because he was angry, and this girl insulted our family by not going out with him. When the Simtrich family first moved here, I allowed them to keep the Gore sticker for president on their car. I let them put the Gore sign in their window. We let them attend the 4th of July picnic. Democrats.
So what if they're Democrats? What do you mean you let them keep?
We have a very strict policy on in our community on signage and putting, you know, outdoor landscaping. And they had an Al Gore for president bumper sticker.
Well, that's not landscaping.
No, but we are have the right to determine if it is tasteful. And I really felt it was offensive. I really felt that was offensive.
But if somebody had a Bush for president sticker?
You know what, Phil? I think you're missing the point.
No, I mean, the point is that anybody who's a Republican in your neighborhood is fine. Am I right about that?
No, I have a lot of Democratic friends. But this woman, her daughter said no to my son, and he was trying to do the girl a favor. And you know how buff water polo athletes are? How dare this girl say no to my Seth? He is ripped. And this girl, hard up, big boned, really unusual features, says no.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. The Democrats and Republicans at each other's throats in California, not only in the recall, but in areas of every walk of life. This woman has a neighbor who's a Democrat, and that Democratic neighbor's daughter won't go out with her son. She thinks that's an insult, considering the fact that the girl's supposed to be not that attractive and hard up, and that her boy has a water polo letter. Why wouldn't she want to go out with him? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about the California recall, and it's really an election that's having ramifications across the country. And you are a Republican, Ms. Dooley. Some neighbors of yours are Democrats at the Western Estates community you live at. And your son asked their daughter out. She said no.
Well, Phil, the point I'm trying to make is that by saying no to my Seth, this girl, the daughter of these Democrats, she's written herself a death certificate. And I don't mean dead as in dead, physically. I mean dead as in a loser. She is handsome. She's not pretty. She has very unusual
features. Yeah, I know you said. And she's stocky.
Well, all of these things. See, this is what the Democratic. My son was trying to do this girl a favor. It was, okay, I'll say it. It was a mercy date. And
why would a girl want to, and I'm not a woman, why would a girl want to go out with a guy who's going out with her because it's a mercy date? And you indicated,
Phil, he was doing the girl a charitable, this is what Christianity is. And
but you indicated that she was hard up, and maybe that would mean something for, quote, romance.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, what you're saying is my son is a predator.
Ma'am, you said it. You said it.
My son is doing a Christian good deed. Yeah, she's a little hard on the eyes, but this is what we did for these Democrats, and they insult us.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Brooke. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hi.
Yeah, Brooke, go ahead.
Hi, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible mm-hmm. that your son made this girl feel like a charity case
mm-hmm.
and he was a jerk to her?
No, I wasn't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is you were talking about this woman who had nothing, I mean, who you're saying that she was a charity case and she is insulting your son. Could it be that your son insulted her by the way he asked her?
How would he insult her by asking her out on a date?
Because you have pretty much, you've announced to the world
mm-hmm.
that she's hard up, she's a charity case, and it has something to do with her being a Democrat. How about she could have no political affiliation
mm-hmm.
and just say no to your son
yep.
because maybe he's Mr. Big Man on the campus and he's an ass.
First of all, my son lettered in water polo. He has lettered in varsity football. I don't think there's a girl around that wouldn't want that kind of a man on her arm. That's what's called a catch.
I can tell you,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter how many letters he is, if he's
mm-hmm.
an ass, who's going to want to go out with him? This girl's got too much pride.
Are you a Democrat?
To go out with someone who's a jerk. I definitely am.
You are. See? Exactly.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, then why are you against my set?
I'm not against your son. I'm against his attitude that he's helping this girl, this poor
mm-hmm.
charity girl, who probably is going to go very far. She's probably got an incredible personality, which means a lot more than your little letter.
Can I ask you something? The Simtriches have another daughter who is who's one of these handicapped cripples. And I informed the Homeowners Association that even though we do not allow wheelchair ramps, the Simtriches could keep their wheelchair ramp up for another 3 months. What did I get in return? Their daughter, handsome, not pretty, unusual
features. We got that.
God.
So now you're being rude. Is that it?
You are absolutely insane. I cannot believe you are basing this on Christianity.
It is a Christian. I think any can I ask you something? Are you heavy?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and you recognize that when men dated you, it was because they felt sorry for you, correct?
That is absolutely not true.
Well, I don't know how you can be so positive about that. If you're large, the only reason why a man would go out with you is because he feels genuine Christian pity.
I got to jump in as a man. There's a lot of guys that like women with a little extra fat. I mean, that's just...
No, it's Christian, a little extra fat. See how insulting you are?
I'm not being insulting.
This Simtrich girl could have had it all. She's so stupid not to see opportunity when it's staring her in the face. My Seth.
Well, Ms. Dooley, we don't want to upset you. And what's this got to do with politics? That's all we're trying to say.
It has nothing to do with her politics. It has to do with this girl's pride.
Okay, then why are you a Democrat and you hate my Seth? And why are the Simtriches Democrats and they hate my Seth?
This Seth is going to have bigger problems than this girl saying no. You are obviously absolutely living your life through this boy.
Ms. Dooley, this
boy. He's going to disappear from you as soon as he can get a chance to graduate and get away from this over-obsessive mother.
No, he's a good boy.
This kid came in from school and told you to mind your own business and called you a bitch. Now, what do you think he said to this girl?
He had every right to call me a bitch. I was intrusive. I was butting in. It was the end of a very hard day.
A Never. Boy calling his mother a bitch?
Never.
That happens in my house, and that kid won't see daylight for months.
No.
Months.
He absolutely disrespected you, Bobby.
No,
if you talk,
no.
You can't see. You
I am a bitch.
Life.
I
you
am a bitch.
So obsessed with the fact that this kid is lettering.
My husband cheated on me, and you know why? Because I'm a bitch. Because I didn't understand his need for certain sexual acts that I could not provide.
I cannot believe you're not getting help, honey. You need
help. Well, why do I need help?
Your problems are deeper than who's Democrat and who's Republican.
Seth is under a lot of pressure, and if he comes home upset as a good mother, I should allow him to call me a bitch, to call me a whore.
No. All right, Brooke, thank you. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. How we got into this, I don't know. Here is Barbara. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, and I called. I was listening to this lady, and
mm-hmm.
I cannot believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, like, impossible. She needs to forget about whether they're Democrats or whatever and get some counseling seriously.
Well, no, I think what's wrong with our country right now is the liberals. The liberals, the liberals, the liberals. Isn't that right, Barbara?
The only thing wrong with the country right now is we are human beings,
mm-hmm.
and we are barbaric, and we cannot get along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
If we do, the world's not going to change.
Well,
but I would seriously suggest you get some counseling.
Why do I need counseling? It's my son who asked this girl out, and she
I would
said
not
no.
let my daughter go out with your son. No way
Why?
On this earth.
What's
the way
what?
He talks to you,
mm-hmm.
and with your attitude, there's no way.
Barbara, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't want you to get angry with me, all right? But I want you to put down your gin and tonic and listen to me for a minute.
I don't drink, dear.
What do you mean, gin and tonic?
Well, she's got a very thick tongue.
I don't drink, dear.
Well, why is your tongue thick?
I have no idea.
Right.
I think you've got some very serious problems, lady.
My boy has lettered in water polo.
I don't
now,
care
I don't know
if he's God.
You don't care if he's God?
I don't care if he's God.
If he's
your
God.
Your attitude and the way you're teaching him,
mm-hmm.
I can't see any girl, any respectable girl going out with him.
Well,
can you imagine him bringing her to your house
mm-hmm.
and you insulting her in your living room?
No, I can't. Oh, him bringing her to our house? No, we can't have that. No. I told you, because she's very, you know, she's very handsome. No, we're not.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. She had enough respect
mm-hmm.
for herself to say no to him.
No, but it's...
You know, his attitude
yeah.
at home... His attitude at home goes to school, too.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes in your living room, you're his own mother, and
mm-hmm.
says things like that to you, what is he doing on the streets and at school?
Look, all I'm saying to you is that we allowed the Simtriches to be involved in our cookie exchange and our fashion show, even though they are members of the ACLU. Now,
that doesn't
God,
lady, come on.
And
give
you
it a
said
break
what
here.
I have.
You're making people sound
the cookie exchange.
And the other thing, what do you mean? I'd have her in our home?
Yeah, we know she's not good looking enough to have in your home.
Yeah, well, she's like she's some animal or something.
Well, I
you're
think Barbara understands. Barbara, honey, really, the gin. If you're going to drink gin, drink Bombay.
All right, listen. Yeah. Thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I even... Steve's here, my husband. He wants to say something.
Go ahead, Mr. Dooley.
I mean, I even let Tom Simtrich help me with fix the pool gate. And I'm...
Because he's a Democrat, you wouldn't ordinarily let him help you fix the pool gate.
I mean, the liberals are screwing up everything.
Give me the phone. Phil, liberals, liberals, liberals. Rush Lambeau, I'm sorry. Rush Lambeau has said it. Liberals, liberals, liberals. If we can just get rid of them, our country is just going to be wonderful. And one of the reasons why our country right now is going downhill is we have these liberal parents raising these very plain Jane, bookish girls who care more about some fancy degree than they do about a beautiful haircut, a lovely dress, a very modest but impressive pair of shoes and a handbag. No, they want to run out and be like this young lady who I like her, but I'm not sure I approve of her. What's your name?
Kim Condoleezza Rice.
The Rice woman, Phil?
Condoleezza Rice.
I like her, but it's unusual, isn't it, to see a woman be, I don't know, smart or something? So have you ever heard of Ann Coulter? She's a woman who's intelligent.
We had her on our show.
Okay, but, I mean, I wouldn't want that for a normal woman. Although Ann Coltrane is a...
Republican.
She's Republican.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about Democrats and Republicans. A Democratic family's daughter won't go out with her son. She's a Republican. It was a charity case. She's fat and hard up or whatever the hell, and she said no to her son, and now they're all bummed out and insulted. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us, the Western States Homeowners Association president and vice president, about a problem they're having with a family who are Democrats. Down the street from them, their daughter wouldn't go out with their son.
Phil, can I just say something before you get a phone call?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am right now standing in our community center, and we are having our third annual bingo. This is to raise money to offset the cost of fashions, of evening wear, for teenage girls who are seen here, who live here, but really don't have any fashion sense. Our community has been nominated as the top gated community, that is the top community walled in with security gates in Southern California for the seventh year in a row. One of the reasons for that is we don't allow our young ladies to walk around either in bathing suits or in what other fashion they wish that looks, you know, icky. And so we raise money to buy some of the fashions, and the girls get them at 10% off.
So you resell them to the girls for 10% off?
Yes. Oh, I suppose you're going to criticize that now.
I don't know. You're getting fashions for girls so they won't look icky.
You know something, Phil? No, we're getting fashion for the fat girls who have no fashion. Don't you understand what I'm talking about?
I guess not. 1-800-449-8686. Sarah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm on my way traveling to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening for the last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I'm a Republican, a conservative Republican.
You know, Sarah. Oh, go ahead. You were breaking up. Go ahead.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I am totally offended
mm-hmm.
that this lady claims to be either one.
Well, I happen to be very conservative.
Let me talk. I've listened to you for the last 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
so I just want to say what I have to say.
Do you live in a gated community?
And I've raised four children, two
mm-hmm.
of whom are boys, two beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is going to have disappointments. Let him fight his own battles. But the other thing I want to say is there is no girl on the face of the earth, regardless of what she looks like, that does not have the right to say no to any boy, regardless of his water polo body. Kids at school know other kids differently than we as parents. Perhaps she had another reason for saying no. Perhaps she heard she was a charity case. At whatever rate she
mm-hmm.
said no, just accept it. What are you going to do when you have a real problem?
Right.
And that's
yeah.
all I have to say.
Sarah, can I just say one thing?
Are you there, Sarah, or are you gone? Well, she hung up.
Well, I wanted to ask her what she thought about the Arnold Schwarzenegger photographs.
Schwarzenegger.
The Schwarzenegger photographs, the nude photographs, because, oh, my God, they were hot. And I'm just excited about everything. And if only this hard-up girl.
You've got a big one.
Stop it. If only this hard-up girl would go out with my son, then everything would be wonderful.
If only the hard-up girl would go out with your son.
Yeah.
He's got a big one, huh?
See the picture.
Sandy, go ahead.
Yes, just have one thing to say to
mm-hmm.
the lady that
mm-hmm.
allows her son to call her a bitch.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, I have five kids, two of my stepkids, and they're three boys.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I don't even allow him to call his sister a bitch. No girl, woman, whatever, should be degraded that way.
I agree, but I was
son,
really stupid. I deserved it.
No, you don't. My son is 5'9". I'm 4'9". He called me a bitch once. I smacked him right across his face.
How did you reach it? I mean, you're saying you're 4'9".
Exactly.
What do you mean, how did she reach it?
Well,
I just reached up there and smacked the boy right across his face for calling me a bitch. I don't care how tall they are. My husband's 5'9". He calls me a bitch, I'll smack him too.
Yeah, but you've got to use a step stool, don't you? Because
oh,
well, you
no,
forget
man,
about
I
what she's
got
to use. Now here,
Sandy, I want to answer her question.
Go ahead.
Did you see the pictures of Arnold
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Did you
no,
see they're
I did
naked?
Not.
They're naked. They're naked.
Oh well, you know that
you
doesn't
know?
Bother me any.
They're really naked,
that
and you can see everything.
Me,
you can see everything.
Oh God.
You know that doesn't.
Whatever.
This has nothing. I'm not talking about politics or anything. I'm
mm-hmm,
talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know,
well, I think these
you're,
Democrats,
you're a woman.
Yeah.
You should have better self-esteem. And if your son calls you a bitch again, reach across the table and smack him.
Okay, I will. But if I deserve it, then I need for him to
you
hit me some more.
You don't deserve it.
Oh, you know,
no
Bobby,
no mother
should be hit. And if he hits you or calls you a bitch, you tell your husband. And if he's not man enough to deal with it, then you
call
deal
the
with
police.
It. You put this kid, you put him on a lockdown, a 24-hour lockdown, until he understands what it was that he did. And if he's still angry, if he's still pissed off about something, then you get him into counseling. Find out what is wrong with him that he would say something like that.
There's nothing wrong with my son that a good dose of kicking the Democrats out of Sacramento won't cure.
No,
what?
The Democrats had nothing to do with the son calling his mother a bitch.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the belch, too.
I'm sorry.
And you know, if that's called verbal abuse. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger on the
Terminator
movie? I don't
care about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I get excited thinking about that picture.
All right. Thank you very much, Sandy.
You're welcome.
I want to say one thing. Sandy, are you Republican or Democrat? Are you Republican or Republican or Democrat?
Politics has nothing to do with it.
Well, we really believe that the Democrats have stepped over the line this time. The fact that my son has a water polo...
Will you get out of here with the water polo letter?
What, how old is your son?
I mean, good God almighty. All I hear about is the water polo letter and the varsity football letter and the pictures that are...
Well, if you're... This is what
how
we need...
Can I ask how old your son is?
How old is he?
How old is your son?
Bert.
How old is he?
Teen.
Well, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said...
All right.
You know, Sandy, you're so small, you could hang glide on a Dorito. I just thought about that.
Well, that's really funny. That's
very...
A joke. I'll
yeah.
use that next time.
Yeah, you know.
But how old is your son?
My son is... Sorry.
Five?
Yeah.
All right,
and he calls you a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to get going here. Sandy, thank you for your hang glide on a Dorito, huh?
That's a good one.
I wrote that one
at work.
Yeah, I wrote that one down.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
No, goodbye, honey.
Bingo. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All of the guests on The Phil Henry Show, like Bobby Dooley and like Chris Norton, are all voices performed by me. The people that call in believe them to be real people. That is The Phil Henry Show, a unique and entertaining exercise in the utter and complete annihilation of talk radio, holding it up for what it is, just one big, dumb, silly exercise in hot air. You know, like I was saying, you know, an hour ago, you want to do something with your gig. You got a radio show or you're a singer like Barbara Streisand. She says, hey, you know, my music bores me. That's the only thing about her that I like. She doesn't dig her music. Why do you think the good Lord put you on this planet, Barbara? What, to open your big fat mouth about Iraq? You need to talk less and sing more, baby. That's what I think you want to do. Here's what you ought to do. Raise a little bit of money for charity. That's what we can do when we do a radio show and a TV show. Who cares what we think? We're here to entertain the masses. We do it the best way we possibly can. I do goofy voices. People call in. They talk goofy voice. In fact, I'm going to, you know what, for the first time in my life, I think I'm going to take a pretty good idea that a guy had and I'm going to work with it. You know that guy that records telemarketers when they call his house and he's turned it into some pretty funny shtick? He pretends he's a guy. I'm going to start doing that. I'll bring in some stuff that'll knock your freaking socks off. I got these cats calling my house. I told you that L.A. Philharmonic. And who else calls? Pac Bell. Hey, Pac Bell, I got a great idea for you. AT&T, when you call for your monthly special or whatever, why don't you fix the phone line in my house? We got two lines coming, actually three lines, one for the computer, one for a fax machine, and one for the phone, right? And there's like 18 people that share two lines on computers, okay? And here's what our line two sounds like. I can't get online. I try to get online for months. And we called these guys. We called up the Pac Bell Repair Center. They sent a guy out. The guy in a truck with all the phone equipment, everything. And then he leaves and he says, it's fixed. I picked the phone up. It's the same thing. Now what do you got to do? You got to call 611. You got to go through some automated system. Another idiot comes out in a truck, looks around. It looks like it's a big pain in the ass. Looks like it's just, it's really bumming his day out that he had to come all the way out there and look at your phone. And where's your phone box? It's here, pal. You wonder, do I look at the phone company? You're the guy. And he's looking, and he doesn't quite know. And I picked the phone up. For 3 months now, that's Pac Bell. Thanks a lot. Talk about the infrastructure. We got a brownouts, blackouts, the phone sucks, the electricity's. You try to flick a light on, next thing you know, the entire continent doesn't have juice. Turn on a light or fart in the wrong direction of your electric razor, and Toronto's blacked out for months. All right, I want to get on to just a little plug on our website. If you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and we've released this to the press. It's very significant, not that they care, but we released it in a press release, and we went, you will have to print this in your paper. Get a backstage pass to our website, and guess what you'll be able to do, and we'll allow you to do it, and we don't care if you do it. You can download our clips. Now, I don't know if you can download the clips, but I know that you can download the live streaming of the show. I don't know if it goes as far as the clips, but when the show is live streaming, you can download that, you can burn it to disc, be our guest with our blessings, have fun, have at it, okay? Not a problem. Right now, the record company is trying to figure out how they're going to keep themselves in cocaine and limousines and starlets and whatever else those guys do for a living. The record company and companies, the recording business, has, you know, as they begin to finally fall apart, as they begin to deteriorate, as their business continues to go south, they show themselves for the slobs that they are, don't they? They're suing kids. They show themselves ultimately for the blood-sucking slobs they really are, don't they? They're suing some kid for 2 G's because she downloaded an Anne Murray clip. By the way, just as an aside, loudest concert you were ever at, Mark, and how many days did your ears ring? It was AC/DC at the Bay Area. Whereabouts was it?
San Jose,
and your ears rung for 3 days. Loudest concert, Chris, and Maiden, Iron Maiden, front row, Long Beach Arena, and a week, and you had to go to the ER. Janice, have you got a loud show? Okay, mine, ZZ Top at the Inglewood Forum. My ears rang for 3 days. Okay, Bud Dickman.
Anne Murray, the Universal Amphitheater, I bled from my behind.
I'm sorry?
Anne Murray, Universal Amphitheater, and I bled from my butt.
You bled from your butt?
Yeah.
That's the loudest show you ever went to?
Oh, yeah.
Anne Murray at the Universal Amphitheater.
Don't get pissed at the tard.
I'm not getting pissed. I ask a question. He says the loudest show he ever went to was Anne Murray.
Yeah.
At the Universal Amphitheater.
Yeah.
And I asked, how many days did your ears ring after that? And he said he bled from his rear end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
How many days did your ears ring?
Now he's crying. You made him cry.
Never mind, man. Anyway, the recording business... That's fine, bud. Don't go to any more Anne Murray shows, man. Anyway, the recording business, these guys are such bloodsuckers that they as they slowly sink in the West, they're going to squeeze every red cent out of you, out of me, out of everybody. Your daughter, your niece, some little 13-year-old twerpy girl who's recording all the Christina Aguilera records, and she just loves Britney, and she's got a, you know, she's burned her favorite song disc, you know, her skateboard disc or her Razor disc that she rides around on her Razor with her little headphones on, and she's, you know, just wants to listen to some music, and there's some greedy, blood-sucking slob at a record company that's going to sue her for 2 G's. This is how desperate these guys are, because the party's over, baby. The party is over. It's over, man. All the big money, all the big cars, all the big fun, it's done. We know it here on the Phil Henry Show. That's why we're offering it up. You go ahead and burn it to disc. I don't care. All right, 1-800. What a promo. God, I don't care. No, actually, go to the website. We're happy to do that for you. www.philhenryshow.com. Also, visit our souvenir shop. Outstanding merchandise there. Christmas is coming up. Halloween's coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. Anniversaries, birthdays, you name it. Whatever you need for the Phil Henry fan in your life, or if you just want to, you know, give some something unusual to a friend or a loved one, go to the Phil Henry Show website. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills shot glasses, Ted's of Beverly Hills coasters. We have the apron. We have the one new bowling shirt, the Ted's of Beverly Hills Honolulu shirt, and then the classic Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have the Jay Santa Citizens Auxiliary Police gear, the Bobby Dooley Western Estates gear. You just heard Bobby Dooley, and you can get the spa robe. You can get her canvas tote bag, all kinds of stuff. Just go to the website and take a look at that. See anything you like, man? You see anybody that you like better than yourself? Go ahead and load up on it, baby. Just hit up www.philhenryshow.com. All right, here it is. Vote best TD celebrations. Oh, my God. You wanna, if you're like me, there's some you dig, some that are really funny, and some that you are irritated like fingers on a blackboard. Now, you got to be a football fan, but many of you have seen the end zone celebration. Now, they were outlawed by people like Don Shula and the competition committee of the National Football League because it was called provoking or pissing off or whatever the hell they call it. Yeah, you know, you're undue pissing people off. Like Shula doesn't get, and he's one of these guys. Don Shula, if you don't know, is one of these people that takes himself very seriously. Now, he's been through a great many painful moments in his life, with all due respect. But, Don, you're a football coach, baby. You're not Douglas MacArthur, so just ease back a little bit, okay? And he was the guy that first outlawed celebrations in the end zone because it made everybody hurt somebody's feelings. Hey, what do you think you're doing? It's football, baby. I mean, if it's not there to entertain people, well, we're there to play the game. You're there to make me laugh and have fun. That's what you're there for. Don't tell me what you're there for. You're there for to entertain me. That's what you're there for. I'm going to get my money's worth out of you one way or the other. What do you mean you're not there to play football? Look, at some of these teams can barely play football. I'd rather see them dancing in the end zone. Anyway, they got the 10 best TD celebrations as voted on ESPN. Now, ESPN, in my opinion, is about as worthwhile as Sports Illustrated. Sometimes very good, most of the time really crappy. Oh, it's the end of the hour? All right, well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow. Janice, save this till tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll tell you the top 10 TD celebrations and why I think that they are all worthy of having whoever performs them shot on sight. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, guys, this is Phil Henry. Sorry about the postponement of tonight's Dumbass Awards and our webcast. However, tune in on January the 9th for both events. And join me tonight at Dave & Buster's from 9 to 11 p.m. I will be there signing your CDs for my friend's place. And now more of our disgusting favorite, Bobby Dooley.
After Thanksgiving Day sale at Wilkinson's Department Store in Sherman Oaks, correct?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell me what happened? First of all, why were you out there? There was a sale?
Yes. There was a sale on Ralph Lauren linens. They were some flat sheets and fitted sheets and skirts. Very high quality. And I got there early. I was talking with some of the women at the door waiting for the store to open. And I want to tell you, I'm very, very shocked by what has happened. We feel as if we've been... My family and I feel as if we've been violated, as if we've been raped or assaulted by what has happened.
Well, tell us what's happened. I know that you've had a very difficult time.
I have not been in good health as a result of this.
Well, tell me what happened. So you're at this after Thanksgiving sale.
We're at Wilkinson's. and I'm talking to some of the women. And I have to tell you that when it comes to my family, I'm very aggressive. What is it? What do you say, honey?
You know, just between a daughter and a snake.
My husband Steve said the saying in my family is you don't get between a dog and his meat, and what that means is. So what I know that what I'm going for, I'm pretty focused, and I know that when they say sale, they may only have a few items left. So I was talking to the women. I wanted to get the linen set, and I would appreciate it if they would stay out of my way. I told the women there, I don't know what they were going for, but I'm very, very committed to my family. I'm very, very...
Yeah, I understand. And so does that mean... You don't want to hurt anybody?
I don't want to hurt anyone, but when I know that they're selling Ralph Lauren fitted sheets, and it's on sale, and it's after Thanksgiving, so I told the women, I said, you know, just let me through first. And there was an elderly woman there.
This is Mrs. Sanchez, right?
Yes. And
now, did you say to this lady that you wanted her out of your way, or?
Well, no. But she was old, so I thought maybe she needed a hearing aid. So I told her to move out of my way, and I used my hand to sort of push her aside because I could see the store manager was coming over to open the door.
So the store is about ready to open, and you've moved up to the front, and you've told the other women, don't get in your way because you're going over to the sheets.
That's correct. You hear the stories about these... fights that break out and this kind of thing. So I thought I would be a good neighbor, and I thought I would be a good person because I feel I've always been a good person my whole life. And I can't believe that this has happened to my family. And
all right, so you pushed the lady, and she was how old?
I don't know. She was 60, 65. So I said, get out of my way, and she stood her ground. And that's really when I was left with no option.
Now tell me carefully what happened next.
The doors open, and this elderly woman in front of me, and I was saying to myself, boy, she is really asking for it. So I grabbed her by her right shoulder. I wanted to push her behind me so I could get ahead of her and the other women, who are all of different ages. This woman fell backward. I don't know if she was faking it. I don't know what she was doing. But I didn't find out about this until the next day when Steve took the call from the store.
I got the call. The store called me.
And I was in shock. They inferred.
Now, I know that you're a little emotional. The store inferred that you caused an injury to the woman, right?
Yes.
Who you had tried to get out of your way.
Yes. And my husband told me that there might be civil litigation. I am having trouble sleeping. I don't know what I did other than do the best for my family and keep a lovely home.
Well, apparently when you grabbed this woman to move her behind you, she fell and suffered a concussion. She fell backward on her head.
But the question that I asked the store, and I ever, is at what point does she take responsibility? I made it clear to her and to every other woman standing there what I needed to do.
We're going to the ACLU.
And I don't have any choice but to take this to the ACLU because I'm a mother doing the best for her family, and I was ignored when I told that old woman to move. And I don't know what I did wrong.
All right, I want to open up our phones. I want to talk a little bit more with you about this. Ms. Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve Dooley, on the line. She was at an after-Thanksgiving sale at a department store. You made an announcement to the women that were standing there at the door before the store opened to get out of your way. You were going to the linen section to get the Ralph Lauren sheets.
That is correct. And so I can't be responsible for this old woman. I told her to move, and she refused to listen to me.
All right, but... In any event, you told the other ladies, watch out. This lady was still standing in front of you. So when the door opened, you moved her behind you, and she fell backward, and you feel as if you've been raped and assaulted.
I feel my entire family has been violated in the most brutal jail terms.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. All over America, they have after Thanksgiving Day sales, and some of them do turn a little rough, women and men alike, running into the store to get this, to get that. I remember when they had the cabbage patch.
Well, I think a lot of those people look stupid. I really do. But I felt that, you know, I'm a little different. I don't go for cabbage patch dolls. I'm not going for half off on a DVD player. You're not going to find me racing into a Walmart, okay? I'm not going to be racing into a Kmart
to get half off on a ghetto blaster. I'm on my way in to Wilkinson's department store, one of the most high-end department stores in America, to get Ralph Lauren 250 thread count sheets. Now, I can tell you, Mr. Hendry, I keep a gorgeous home. I dare any woman to challenge me on the level of the beautiful home that I keep. We have California king-size beds, and the Ralph Lauren sheets came in the California king-size. I told the other women standing there at the door, I just want to...
Tell me how you put it, so I can know...
So really what I said was just simply this.
Did you introduce yourself?
I did. I said, hi, my name is Bobby. I'm a neighbor, I'm sure, of all of yours. I want you to know that I'm going to the linen section. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be the first one there. And you know, that's... And I just want you all to stay out of my way. And I put it, I think, as nicely as I could.
You didn't put it that way, did you?
I'm sorry?
Well, what way did you say, I want you all to stay out of my way?
No, I'm sure I was nice about it. I made it very clear to them that I will be the first one at the Ralph Lauren sheets. And get out of my, you know, just get away from me. And this old lady, and that's why I really think she had a hearing problem, because she stood in front of me, and that's when I remember thinking to myself, man, is she asking for it. And,
what did you mean when you thought to yourself, man, is she asking for it?
Well, I said, get out of my way. And she's still there? I mean, what? That's like just begging for it.
Begging for what?
Well, to me, it sounds like she wanted to be hurt.
So you had every intention of hurting her if she didn't get out of your way?
No, I did not. I moved her behind me.
When you say you put your hand on her right shoulder, did you pull her? Did you push her?
I just grabbed her right shoulder, and I yanked her a little bit behind me so she wouldn't get in front of me. Believe me, Phil, had this woman stayed in front of me, and I'm on my way to the linen section. You know, I'm afraid to think of what might have happened to her. I think if she's Christian, she should thank Jesus Christ today that I moved her behind me.
All right, and you don't know what you did wrong?
No, sir, I don't. And you know, you
sound like she did.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm saying, somewhere in the story you're telling me, Ms. Dooley, there's something going on here that's not, it's not everybody else. You know, there's a little bit of responsibility you have to take here.
I don't know what I did. I did everything that I could.
I'm not trying to make you cry, you know.
I did everything that I could to warn those women, get away from me. I'm going to the linen section.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I say something?
Go ahead.
It really amazes me how horrible people are all across this country. They get away with all kinds of crime. But me, I'm a woman dedicated to my family. I love my family. I want nothing more than to have a beautiful home for my family, and I'm persecuted.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This woman, on her way to a sale, ran over an elderly woman who suffered a concussion, but she doesn't know what she did wrong. She told the old lady to get away from her, get out in front of her, so she was on her way to the linen section, and anybody that got in front of her, it doesn't sound to you like anybody gets in front of me is going to get hurt. That's what it sounds like to me. She doesn't know what she did wrong. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, God's favorite radio show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, don't you think that other women keep beautiful homes and other women want to appoint their home beautifully so they'd be interested in an after Thanksgiving Day sale?
You know, my husband mentioned that to me, and I get, of course they do, but I have, first of all, I'm a graduate of the University of Southern California. I have a degree. I didn't get my degree, but I did study, home decorating and this kind of thing. I've lived my entire life in California, so I know about home furnishing and decoration with an eye and accent toward Mediterranean. So when you say, don't I know that other women care about their homes, yeah, I guess, but all I'm telling you is I told them, get out of my way, because women do tend to push during these Thanksgiving Day sales. The old lady didn't listen, and the old lady took a fall. 2 days later, they're accusing me of hurting her. That's the part. I feel so violated. I've never, ever been molested or fondled, but the entire experience is if, it feels as if I have been fondled in some way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association. Let me go to Dana. Dana, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was on my way home from work, and I cannot believe this lady does not understand what she's done wrong. She says that us women push. She's the one who's pushing.
No, no. I told them to get out of my way.
Okay, but by the fact that you're behind, no, you're behind them, so therefore you got there later than they did, correct?
Technically, you're right. But,
yes. Okay,
but.
So what gives you the right to tell everyone to get out of your way? So what they wanted from for themselves was not important, only what you wanted.
No, I wouldn't say that. What I'm saying is I went to the University of Southern California. I studied home
that is irrelevant.
Interior decoration.
That's irrelevant. That has nothing to do with what you did. Well, where you went to school is irrelevant.
Ms. Dooley, are you saying that you were entitled to go in because you have better taste?
I think, in a lot of ways, yeah. My home, I really take a lot of care with my home. I don't know what you do, Dana, but I care about my home, and I'm sure you care about yours.
No, if the lady behind you, if I had been in line behind you, and I cared about going home, and I wanted those same sheets, and I told you, get out of my way, I'm going to be the first one in line, and I pulled on you, and you fell down, wouldn't you feel really like it was my fault?
You want to know something?
That I don't have the right to tell you to get out of my way?
But you know something, Dana? I wouldn't let that happen. I would.
So why should that lady have let you? It happened to her.
She let it happen to her. You see,
I told
her, I said, get out of the way.
Okay, that's
and
disrespectful.
If you said to me, get out of my way, I'd say why, and you'd probably say, well, because I want to get the sheets, and I'd say, well, guess what? You know,
you don't get between a dog and its meat.
You know, you don't get between a dog and its meat.
Well, are you challenging this woman to a fist fight or something?
No,
yeah, basically.
Well,
she did.
No. I'm saying.
You're saying those are your sheets. You're going to go get the Ralph Lauren 250 thread count sheets, and any old lady or anybody else that gets in your way goes down for the count.
Exactly. So she's admitting on national TV, basically, that she assaulted the lady because she didn't get out of her way.
Well, first of all, I'm on national radio.
Radio. Well, I just got off 12 hours of work, so I'm a little...
Yeah, but you see, that kind of shows me where you're coming from.
No, but it's
you don't really know...
No, I realize it's on radio. I made an error.
Well, but if you make an error that way, what about any other way?
You're not admitting that you make any. Apparently.
I don't know what I did wrong.
You pulled down a woman who was older than you. She got a concussion. She fell down.
I told her to get out of my way.
And so if I had done that to you, would you not feel violated had I done that to you? Would you have felt violated?
Do you know the man in New York? The police put a nightstick in his butt.
And that's wrong.
I feel like that. I feel as if that happened to me.
I think the person that you knocked down on the ground should feel like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you say to my wife?
What am I saying to your wife?
Did you say my wife sodomized the lady?
Oh, my God. I said to her, no.
Because she didn't get sheets. She felt like she was raped, but the lady has a concussion, so that's okay.
I said to her, I'm going for the
250 thread count sheets, yes. And you pulled the woman down.
Well, those other women hadn't been waiting for 6 months. Look, sometimes there are only two or three left, and I've been waiting for those sheets to go on sale for 6 months.
All right, look, Dana, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I'll go over here to Nancy. We're talking to Bobby Dooley about an after-Thanksgiving Day sale that went wrong. Nancy, go ahead.
Ma'am, I have one comment for you. Mm-hmm. You are the most narcissistic snob I have ever heard. How can you think that your needs or wants are any more important to than the ladies that were standing in line in front of you?
First of all, the lady that was standing in front of me was wearing a banana yellow pantsuit.
What that, ma'am, that does not matter what she was wearing,
well,
what her education was, or anything else. We are all equal in God's eyes, and maybe she wanted the Ralph Lauren shoes.
She's talking about God now. Look.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, look.
You are no more important, and your wants and needs are no more important to you. Yes, pretty much Ralph Lauren shoes are very important to you. How do you know that the ladies in front of you did not want those same Ralph Lauren shoes? And they were just as important to them. They had every much as right to buy them as you did.
That's what I was attempting to explain to you. Because she's wearing a banana yellow pantsuit,
that doesn't matter.
She couldn't possibly have the good taste to buy Ralph Lauren.
You don't know that. And it doesn't matter what her taste is.
Oh, come
it
on.
It doesn't matter what her taste is. Irregardless what your education
But you know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. Listen to me, though. But you have legally no right to put your hands on another person, first off.
After I said get out of my way.
No right to, as soon as you put your hand on another person, that is considered assault.
Can I ask, Nancy, are you putting your hand over your phone because you're muffling?
Oh, I'm on a cell phone.
All right.
I want to respond. The woman was wearing a banana yellow pantsuit with vinyl boots. There's no
that
way.
That doesn't matter.
There's no
that
way.
That doesn't matter.
Can I finish?
It does not matter what she wears, what her education is, what color she is, what religion she is, anything.
Yes, it does.
You were
because
wrong.
It proves
you
she
were wrong
bad
to push a lady out of your
yeah,
way and
that's
knock her down for the Ralph Lauren sheets.
Exactly, because what you're trying to say is the woman couldn't possibly have been going for those sheets.
That is correct.
But it still doesn't give you the right. If she wasn't going for the sheets, then you didn't need to push her out of the way, right?
No, it doesn't mean that she didn't.
What gives you the right to tell somebody to get out of your way? She had every right to be in that store, in front, in line, in front
First
of you,
of all, can
as
I say
much it? As anything else.
All right, I'll tell you what. If she had touched those sheets before I did, I wouldn't have been able to buy them.
Who cares about the sheets? Forget about the sheets, lady.
Why?
I don't want her hands. I don't want her hands over the sheets. I'm sorry. I don't want her hands over my sheets.
They weren't your sheets until you paid for
them. Right, exactly.
Ma'am.
All right, Nancy.
My husband had just finished painting our guest room in Mediterranean peach. The sheets are in peach. Hello?
It doesn't matter.
Am I getting
the
through?
The sheets are not worth another person's life, another person's harm coming to them.
Well,
if that's your... You keep talking about coming between
a dog and meat.
Meat is not... If you were out there trying to find a piece of meat and a piece of food...
I don't
want
to get ready to come between Bobby and my meat.
You know something, that is uncalled... Excuse me, Kristen. 1-800-449-8686.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
In some of the counterclaim stuff, Ms. Dooley, you claimed that the lady that you knocked down or that you pulled down...
I'm not admitting to having done it.
No, all right. The lady that fell down that you're being accused of having knocked down, in some of the counterclaim material, you said she was ungrateful to you?
That is correct.
Can you tell me what that means?
When I was leaving...
In other words, you said that the lady showed ingratitude, the woman who was accused... See, you're walking into the store. You don't want any woman in front of you because you want to go to the linen section for this post, this after Thanksgiving sale. You pull this lady down, or you're accused of it.
Yes.
And you say she was ungrateful.
After I bought the sheets, what I'm saying is, on my way out of the store, I went up to the elderly woman that they claim, let me underline the word claim, I knocked down, and they were working on her. I gave her a $20 bill, I pressed it into her hand, and I said, good luck, and she gave me a look that I didn't like, that I didn't think was right. So I think it was ungrateful of
her. Wait a minute, you gave her a $20 bill for what?
Just to show her, you know, to go and, if she wanted to buy herself something nice, I don't know.
And you told her good luck?
Yes, and she looked at me, like, quizzically, like, I can't describe the look, but it was one that put me off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Betty. Betty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand why in the world you feel like you don't understand what you've done to this woman. You're supposed to be an educated woman.
Yes, I am.
But you don't act like an educated woman. Now, you know what you've done wrong. You gave her that $20 bill because you knew you had violated her. Her money, she had just as much right to anything in that store as you did.
No, the reason
her
why
goods,
I did
was, her spending in that store was just as good as yours.
Of course.
You're not above anybody else. Anybody in line in
well,
that store
minute,
that day had
you,
the right to those items in that store.
She didn't have any right to go for those Ralph
she
Lauren
had
shoes.
Every
I
right as much as you did. You didn't have the right to do to her
that
what
I wanted
you done.
The California King sheets. And she
it doesn't
that.
Make any difference what they are. It could have been a bag of peanut butter cookies. She had just as much right as you did.
Darling, I
nothing
would never.
You can say. You have violated this woman.
Never
nothing
go
you
for
can
a bag
say.
Of peanut
nothing
butter
you
cookies.
Can say on this radio show that would make you right.
Well, you're not
going to
overtalk me. You're not going to overtalk me.
You are wrong. You done wrong, and you gave her that money because you knew you did her wrong.
No, the reason why
nothing.
I gave her the money, the reason
you did
why
wrong
I gave her the money
because you're trying to pay her off
is because
so she won't feel as badly as you know that
I
you have done
it,
her.
No, I did it as a touche to say here.
No, it didn't. You
yeah,
felt like you were above any of these
well, listen
people
to you.
Here.
Well,
and
you
it's
think
not
you're better
true.
Than me?
You were just one more human being that had a little bit more cash, wanted what you wanted, and you felt like everybody else was beneath you because you wanted to be the one that got exactly what you wanted.
Listen,
and you
Whoopi,
hurt that human being
listen,
by trying to get to what you wanted.
Listen, Whoopi, you can't...
What's with the Whoopi crap? What's that
what
mean?
You say, you know you did it wrong.
If you didn't move,
you did it wrong, you did that
your...
woman wrong, and you better regret. What they need to do is press charges on you completely.
Let me tell you something, Betty. If you were in front of me, I would have done the same thing, all right?
No, if I had been in front of you, the concussion would have been the other way around. And if it had been any
me?
Of my people, you would still have a problem. You don't do elderly people
you don't
like that. You don't do older people like that.
You
don't do young people like that. You do no one like that. And if your husband is telling you that you're right and condoning you and then both of you all are two ignorant, sick people.
You don't get between a dog and its meat, though.
Yeah, that's right. And let me tell you this. If you don't get between the dog and the meat, well, then you better know which dog and meat is yours. Because if I had been in that line that day, and I didn't even know this woman, you wouldn't have got away with that. Your wife would have been the very one that was the meat being eaten by the dog.
Well,
and that's
that.
All I have to say. You all did this woman
you know,
wrong, an elderly woman, as you say, an old woman.
I gave her a 20.
Old woman. One
I
day you're going to have to be old. And believe me,
that's
sister,
it.
What goes around comes around.
Well, that's the
and
truth.
You're going to get it, too.
You know, Mary Betty, I told her to
to
gave
be
her
an
20.
Educated woman that's supposed to have an immaculate, beautiful home.
Yes.
So what? You don't know what this woman has. That's it.
I gave
if
her a 20.
If she's dressed like that, it makes no difference. Her
let me ask
money
a question
was
here.
Just as good as yours.
Let me ask a question here, Bobby. The $20 bill.
I gave her the 20. I said, go buy yourself a hat.
She did it because she knew she did the woman wrong. That's why she gave it to her.
Oh, you're such a genius.
You damn
such
right.
A genius.
I know right from wrong.
You're such a genius.
I've been to college. I know right from wrong, and you should know this, too. Do you have a degree
okay.
in good common sense?
Okay, Einstein.
Do
right,
you
Einstein.
Have a degree in good common sense?
You must, what, did you split the atom, too? You must,
you must not have a degree in good common sense.
No,
and
I don't.
You damn sure don't have any in good morality at all.
Okay, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, now what are you doing,
you say,
okay?
But I know when I violated a person, and you know it too. You should be on
I
your knees
the one
right
violated.
Your friend and asking that woman for forgiveness.
I was the one violated.
You did that lady wrong.
She violated me with a broom
she
handle.
She didn't violate you. She had just as much right to anything in that store as you did. There's nothing special about you.
You know, Benny, you try to get my California Kings, you'd be talking to my go-go boots.
It wouldn't make any difference. See how I say it? You don't have common sense.
Right.
You show it. You don't have common sense. I see why you pushed it. You don't know no better. You're a special case.
Both of you, Mr. Henry, you and Benny can go straight to the nether reaches.
Jesus, she hung up on me.
The woman doesn't have common sense.
Did she just tell us to go straight to the nether reaches?
Like I say, this is supposed to be an educated woman with no common sense. She only has a degree in ignorance.
What does
That's
that mean,
all.
Talk to my go-go boots?
I don't know.
All right.
The woman is off.
All right.
She's just off.
All right.
She can't make an excuse for doing a person wrong.
Yeah, she's mental. All right, thanks, Betty. All right,
uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm telling you, it's one of those goofy deals, you know? I mean, the lady, she was at the after Thanksgiving sale, and she was standing there, and she told... Man, if you hang up on me...
Phil, you and Benji can kiss my California king.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On our show yesterday was Herb Sewell, an author who wrote a book called Any Way the Wind Blows, 35 Years in Meteorology, and it told the story of his 35 years as a TV weatherman. However, that's not why he was on the show. He was on our show to explain his side of a debacle. He went to his business associate's house for Thanksgiving and wound up having sex with the guy's 16-year-old daughter, and he doesn't get why his business associate is so upset, but the guy better get over it, or Herb may fire him.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Thank you. I'm not sure this gentleman's name. I did not understand
his name. Herb Sewell. Herb Sewell, sir.
Herb. Okay,
yes, sir.
Herb. Well, I applaud your gonads for coming on the program, but I think you're a sick individual. And if it would have been my daughter, and I do have a daughter that's 22,
here we go
please don't interrupt me. I've been listening to you.
Why do we care what you do? It wasn't you, it was me.
Let me speak, okay? This is my opinion.
Uh-huh.
And my opinion is if you would have been having sex with my daughter, I will face a jury trial because I would have taken a baseball bat to you.
And then I'd
sue you. And I would have removed your genes from the gene pool.
And I'd sue you.
I think you're a sicko.
And I'd own you.
And you're one of the problems in this country.
And you'd be my slave. You'd be my slave.
Your opinions on how you think you should be allowed to behave with other people, especially a 16-year-old, I would have done the world a favor and taken you out.
And she played Coldplay for me.
I could care less if you're the boss for you to say.
What are you going to do when I say to you?
And if this man does anything, he's out of your company?
John,
kind of company do you think you run?
John, what are you going to do if I have sex with your daughter? What? You going to tell me what to do? I'm the boss.
I'll break your neck. Do you understand?
And then I'd fire you.
I would break your neck.
I would fire you.
You wouldn't be able to fire me, dude, because you'd be paralyzed from the neck down.
Well,
if you lived, and I'll take my chances with a jury.
The good news is this, John. I'd never go to bed with your daughter. I like women with teeth.
You know, my 16-year-old daughter has more sense than you do as a 41-year-old.
I would never disgrace your daughter by going to bed with her. I like them under 300 pounds.
Oh, my daughter doesn't weigh 300 pounds, dude.
You've seen her naked?
Okay, now look it.
Well, this guy wants to talk about his daughter. Let's talk about her. Has she got all of her teeth?
Forget it. What was your name?
My name's Herb Sewell.
Herb, would you give out your address, Herb?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
631. I like 16-year-olds Avenue.
Yeah, you're not totally crazy, are you? Because you know there's some people out there California that are coming to pay you a visit for taking care of this 16-year-old.
All right, I live at 2121 103rd and Avalon, Watts. Yeah. Don't want to come down there either, do you?
All right, look, guys, we don't need...
John, you're a good man. I'd like you to work for me.
Yeah, no thanks. I wouldn't want a job with you.
John, thank you.
Because I have morals. No thanks. You couldn't pay me to work for you, buddy. You could not pay me six figures or seven figures.
Well, let me tell you, the
16-year-old... I don't want to work for a person like you.
The 16-year-old
because
I had the
other
day...
Because I have morals.
I'm a better man for it, I'll tell you that.
No, you're not. You just think you triumphed over a woman...
Look, John...
...who is not a woman. She's a child.
John, there's going to be an opening.
And you didn't get any kind of conquest. You just got a nut off.
Look,
you
John, there happens to be an opening because I'm going to be firing Don tomorrow.
You realize... you're beyond help, buddy.
Can I say one
you
thing?
You just need to put the gun in your mouth and pull the trigger.
Can I say one thing?
Because nobody can help you.
Can I say one thing? I've got an opening for a guy with a 16-year-old.
No, I'm listening to you, man.
Hey, forget about your daughter. How's your wife look?
You're sick. My wife is gorgeous. And I met my wife when she was 12 years old.
You're hired.
And we've been married 23 years.
You met her when she was 12 years old.
She was 12 and I was 15.
Six.
I was 15.
Oh, you like them young, huh?
All right. I sense, Mr. Sewell, that you are recalcitrant, that you don't care that you might have hurt this 16.
Oh, will you guys get off? You might have hurt this 16. Has anybody called her and talked to her? No, I'm listening to John.
You have no clue.
And by the way, John,
quit
calling up and offering up your toothless 16-year-old. I'm not interested.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Real bastard, a real sick bastard. Naturally, he'll probably make it on our 2004 best of Herb Sewell. Author. 1-800-449-8686. Say, friends, get on over to that website, the Phil Hendry Show website. Everything you need to know about our show, all the classic comedy that we produce on our show daily goes into an archive there, and you can access it, and you can download it. You think I'm kidding? You think I'm imagining things? You can download it simply by going to www.philhendryshow.com, and for $6.95, you get a backstage pass, and that gives you all the access, not only to our audio, but occasionally we've got a video thing going on there. Are we going to do our, I think we're going to do our webcast. We're working on doing another webcast, which we do every year, so that you can actually see us perform our show. Because most radio shows, you can stick a camera on it, and it's the same boring thing day in and day out. It's not really very much to look at. Our show is rather special to look at, to the point where we do get a lot of people who subscribe to our webcasts. So we'll do it this year as a Christmas treat. And then don't forget, of course, you can go into our souvenir shop and pick up a ton of stuff for Christmas. All of your Christmas shopping, from the Phil Hendry black and white coffee and latte mug to our Ted's of Beverly. You know this, and I totally blew it. By December the 8th, you have to place your order for the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse North Pole Polar Fleece Pullover. Ted's of Beverly Hills with a new location at the North Pole. And this is the Polar Fleece Pullover. I bet you there isn't a man out there that knows what the hell I'm talking about, but there's got to be a couple of women who, you know, you can explain it to them. It's a cool-looking shirt. But you got to get the order in for this by December the 8th. What does that mean? It's a limited edition item. Whereas we sell our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt and our Ted's of Beverly Hills Honolulu shirt and all the stuff year-round, this baby has got... If you want a real collector's item, man, you got to get this Ted's of Beverly Hills North Pole Polar Fleece Pullover, and you need to order it by the 8th. So go onto our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and pick that baby up. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're also going to be signing our Best Of CD at Dave & Buster's on December the 23rd from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., Dave & Buster's, and they're located at the block at Orange. And that will be on December the 23rd. It's our annual signing that we do for our CD. All right, so what the hell was I going to do here? I forget. What? Phil explains a news story. Oh, yeah. I got a Phil explains a news story here. You know, every now and again we'll break one out just so... Which one was it, though? Is it the sports agent? Is it the... Oh, here it is. Aha. Yesterday we did a Phil explains a news story. We're going to do another one today because they're coming fast and furious. What does it mean when I say Phil explains a news story? It means once you learn how to read the news, when you're going on a website and you're looking at all that bull crap that you see... And a guy says this happened and that happened, so you assume it must be true that it happened. And don't tell me that you don't. Don't tell me you read the news with a critical eye, because I know you don't. So don't even go there. You don't, and that's all there is to it. I'm going to tell you how you can. With Phil teaches you how to read a news story step by step. If you send away now for my $20 packet, no, if you just listen, I'm going to show you. Here's the story. Davie police arrested a woman who rammed her car into a gas pump early Tuesday morning, causing the pump to explode and catch fire after an attendant refused to sell her alcohol. That's a suspect sentence. You guys were ready for me to move on, weren't you? No. Did she ram the pump? if she rammed the pump, was it accidentally or on purpose? The way this is written, it's written as if she did it on purpose because a guy wouldn't sell her booze. Let's just say that it's true the guy wouldn't sell her booze, and let's say it's true that she hit the pump. It doesn't necessarily mean the two are connected. Why do I say that? The next sentence provides the clue. Shortly after 5 a.m., police say Deborah Ann Marin, who appeared to be inebriated, walked into the Citgo gas station, North University Drive, and tried to purchase wine and beer. The clerk refused. She became irate and started to scream. All right, who gets irate and screams if they can't get booze at 5 a.m.? You got it, an alcoholic. Now, alcoholics get something called a DTs. It's not a very good thing to be operating a motor vehicle when you see imaginary mice running up on the, you know, the ceiling of your car. It's possible that the ramming of the gas pump, therefore, was an accident and not purposeful. Also, it's possible the woman is a raging alcoholic in the throes of the delirium tremens and therefore might have been not, you know, in control of her wits. We know this. It says here that she jumped into her dark-colored car and squealed out of the parking lot. Before leaving the area, she slammed on her brakes and raced backward in her vehicle, striking a gas pump. How do we know she wasn't trying to back up as opposed to race and slam into the pump? Well, the police received a call of a domestic disturbance at North 77th and North 31st. Officers found her, who matched the description. She was arguing with her boyfriend. She's white trash, who is a drunk and accidentally ran into the pump. She didn't do it on purpose, and she wasn't, you know, mad at the store. You see? How do I know? I was the boyfriend she was arguing with. All right, we'll be right back.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, guys, this is Phil Hendry. Sorry about postponement of tonight's Dumbass Awards and our webcast. However, tune in on January the 9th for both events. And join me tonight at Dave & Buster's from 9 to 11 p.m. I will be there signing your CDs for my friend's place. And now, more of our disgusting favorite, Bobby Dooley.
That they get addicted to these prescription painkillers. Why are people so weak and really so low in morals? Steve and I were driving home from Two Bunch Palms, which is a spa that we enjoy and that we frequent. And if you saw the movie The Player, it's in that film. And I turned to him because we were hearing so much about these prescription drugs. And I just looked at him and I said,
well, these are prescription painkillers like Percocet.
Like Percocet, like Vicodin, like OxyContin, like a lot of these things. And I looked at my husband and I said, you know, there is so much weakness in the world. And where we live in our community, Western Estates, it made me want to know how many of them are weak people. And really, I guess, Phil, the question that I have more than anything else on your show today is, how many weak individuals of low morality who can't, as my husband likes to say and my son says, suck it up. How many of them are out there? And
well, Bobby, a lot of people get addicted because they had to take the medicine for pain. This is a pain medication.
Oh, no, I know that.
All right, and it's for terrible pain, and they get hooked. I mean, the history of the world is replete with people who had war wounds, for instance. Our guys were put on morphine, became heroin addicts.
You know, Phil, why that is hard for me to understand, though, is what I'm trying to say, is because I guess Steve and I'm speaking for my husband and I, we're so much above that kind of weakness. We are not weak people in the...
Wait. If you had terrible pain, wouldn't you want to take pain medication?
You know, Phil, I play tennis. Steve and I both golf. We use the CDs. We've had sports injuries. And I have never needed more than a couple of aspirin.
No, I'm talking about if you had a torn muscle.
Yeah, no, I've never needed more than a couple of aspirin. You know what it is more than anything else? I really think it's a question of character. I think people who need these kinds of pain medications, it's a question of character.
And if someone has horrible pain from a back surgery and they need pain medication,
I think Phil, that these people are angling for your sympathy. I don't believe for a minute that they need so much that they get addicted. I don't believe for a minute that the pain they have can't be taken care of with over-the-counter drugs. You know,
you're talking about serious back pain.
Yes. I mean, there are times when Steve and I will be... I was sitting with Steve in a restaurant. We were in Laguna Beach, and I looked at him, and I said, do you know how strong we are compared to other people? We look around ourselves, and, you know, there are people of incredible weakness. And I wanted to say to him, I love you so much because we're alone. Steve and I feel so alone that we are so strong, and there are so many weaklings around us. And the incredible weakness of taking Vicodin and OxyContin, and of course, the excuse is always pain. Oh, I'm in pain.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us along with Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization talking about people of low morality. Low morality need pain medication. You say you don't need painkillers, just aspirin?
Well, mostly because Steve and I have more character. So, look, sometimes we feel as if we're cut off from the world. It really is.
Are you saying that you and your husband feel lonely because all you need is a couple of aspirin and everybody else needs pain medication?
Sometimes, yes. We do feel as if we live in a place that we don't recognize. I mean, the way it sickens me that people don't have the willpower that Steve and I have. And that's really what I tried to get through to a very dear friend of ours, Janice Greeley, and I'd like to tell her story.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to give our number out. Steve and Bobby Dooley about pain medication, OxyContin, Vicodin, Percocet. The list goes on. These are narcotic analgesics. And people who get hooked on them, according to Ms. Dooley, are people of low morality, low character, or people who need them, even. You're not even talking about addiction, are you?
I'm sorry, Phil?
You're not even talking about being addicted. You're just saying anybody that takes them?
Well, I don't know the difference. I mean, if you need to take this stuff, you obviously have some crazy need for this stuff. I just think that, yeah, I think anybody that needs to take this stuff is really pathetic. And no one can have the pain that bad. I mean, I have it, so why would they?
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on The Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, 1-800-449-8686. Your friend, Janice Greeley, she's a member of the community?
Yes, she is, Phil. And we have a phone tree, if that's what you're referring to.
Well, all I know is there was a complaint made. I had a phone call from a friend of hers.
Yeah, well, no, she's a friend of mine. Janice is a very good friend of mine. Anyway, she's been taking, and I looked it up, Emperset and Lauraset. These are two narcotic, addictive drugs. And I wanted to see what was in her medicine cabinet. I went over to her house, because I knew she'd had surgery. And I found these narcotic analgesics, as you were saying, Emperset and Lauraset. And I said to her, you know what? I am so disgusted with you. It was the ending of a friendship. We had babysat each other's babies. We had walked in the park with our children together. We had given each other's children's rides to school. We'd carpooled together. And I looked in her medicine cabinet, and I found Emperset and Vicodin. And I said to her, you know, I am so disgusted with you. Your weakness is such that we can't have any communication while you are weak. And I, you know, I just felt...
Well, why is Emperset and Lord, why is your friend taking this kind of medicine?
She had stomach cancer, and they've been able to cut it out. So I...
Well, wait, stomach cancer, my God, Ms. Dooley, is incredibly painful.
No, hold on for a minute, Phil, because you don't know what you're talking about. The cancer was gone. They cut it out.
But the woman needs this.
Phil, once again, you and other members of the liberal media playing into the weakness of these human beings who at the first little problem go running for their medicine cabinet, the first little problem go running for their pain pills, at the first little problem. Steve and I really feel that we are in trouble, we're in danger, because if the world is filled with weak people like this, what chance do Steve and I have? And I cannot be friends with someone who is so shallow and weak that they would need pain pills.
You see no case, no instance in life when someone's pain would be so bad that they would need these pain pills?
I think in that case they should be hospitalized. If their pain is so bad, they obviously need to be knocked out. They need to be put under.
I mean, haven't you heard people talking about...
No, managing general pain, fine, let them manage their general pain. But no friend of mine, I'm not going to let any dear friend of mine become a weakling, become, you know, what did you say it was, Steve?
Effeminized.
Please watch that word, sir.
I'm sorry, Phil. I think that we have a little more character and morality than to have to take pain medicine and then show the entire world that we are just absolutely without any moral fiber. And
all right, Ms. Dooley, our number 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve, hang on. They're with the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. They're talking about pain medicine and how you got to be weak and of low character and low morals to need it. We're talking Vicodin, we're talking Percocet, we're talking Oxycontin, we're talking Emprocet, Laricet. I mean, the list of narcotic analgesics goes on and on and on. And there's a lot of people in this country, in my opinion, who need it. 1-800-449-8686. And we'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steve and Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, and I understand you're at a fitness center right now.
Yes, Phil, we are. The reason why I think this is I wanted to mention this to you is because we do work out. Steve and I both use the treadmill. We use the Stairmaster. I do some weight training. I can assure you that getting down, as Steve has, he was at 190 and he's gotten down to 175, really, really took a lot of pain. And Steve's going to, hold on for a minute, Phil. This is the pain involved in weightlifting. Hold on. Ow! That was...
What was that?
That was a clean and jerk. I'm here to tell everybody, get off your pity pot. And quit your crying. Oh, I have cancer. Oh, I have this. Oh, I have that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's really, 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 really disgusting. Steve and I don't need it. Steve and I are trying to, we're trying to form a new life away from the people that have constantly bothered us. Steve and I think, know that pain medication is for the weak.
All right, well, pain medication certainly in the news. We'll take another phone call here, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley talking to us from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Amanda is on with us. Amanda, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
The reason I am calling, because of all these jokesters calling in saying that pain medicine is not needed. First of all, I was in the Army, and I had a jump. I was an airborne soldier.
You had a jump?
I jumped, and I broke both of my femurs, broke my tailbone in three different places. And I don't think
that's what
it was
I'm talking
the pain
about.
Alone that I could have survived that. I was in excruciating pain. And for those people to say that I was weak, first of all, I defended your sorry country. No, I'm not sorry country. You're sorry, but.
My sorry country.
And I went through all this training and did all of this for you, and you're telling me that I'm weak?
What about that?
You go jump out of an airplane.
What about that, Ms. Dooley?
Well, first of all, Amanda, I think that you purposefully go and jump out of an airplane. You crack your... I mean, this is weakness defined. To do what you did just so you could get drugs
In my opinion, it's...
Wait, she didn't go out and purposefully crack her femur.
Why in the name of God is she jumping out of a... If you trained hard, you wouldn't have hurt yourself. That's number one. My husband and I both believe that the world right now... You're in the Army. You understand that there's weakness. Amanda, are you there?
Yes.
Are you listening to your radio?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're not supposed to do that. That's what the man told me when I called in.
Yep. I'll do it. You're not supposed to have your radio turned up, Amanda.
Okay.
No, okay. I was trying to help because she couldn't
understand. I understand. I understand.
You saying that I'm saying,
Amanda,
weakness?
No, you jumped out of that airplane. That was, on some level, a desire to be on pain medicine, to be injured, to purposefully... Well, you may think it's funny, but look what happened.
It's because this is the training that we go through to go overseas and defend people like you. This is something that we do to defend our country.
All right,
so don't tell me that it is a weakness and that I want to get hurt, because you know what? My husband is in Iraq for the next year, and I am raising our two children, one and two, by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that it's any type of weakness, because I'm stronger than you will probably ever be.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you wear a parachute?
Of course I did.
Well... Judging by your injuries, it doesn't sound like it. Did she wear a parachute?
Of course she wore a parachute.
No, I don't understand.
I saw the movie where the man jumped out. I don't know. It was a James Bond movie. Anyway, Amanda, you went overseas to get yourself hopped up on drugs and get away from your children. That's what some people may think.
You said you watched a James Bond movie, sweetheart. You need to get out in front of the TV and get into real life.
There was a James Bond movie where he bungee corded off of a dam. And there were no broken femurs. There were no...
Well, that's a movie. That's a movie.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Amanda, thank you for your call. 1-800. She's in our military, too, defending our country.
You know something, Phil? I get really tired of these people. We don't need weaklings like this young lady in our military.
The lady cracked it. Come on, get real, will
you? Well, you asked me to get real. Steve and I are wondering, where is the place for us? You know, there's a lovely song, Phil, and I forget the movie. I think it was in Willy Wonka, and it went, "There's a place for us, somewhere a place for us, peace and love," you know.
West Side Story.
Yes, yes. That's how Steve and I feel. Where is our place away from the weakness? And I fell off of a Sea-Doo going 40 miles an hour, and I didn't need a damn thing. So don't talk to me about jumping out of airplanes. Oh, God. I want to use the S word.
Well, don't. 1-800-449-8686. Matt, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
This woman is totally stupid. I'd like to know what happened to her when she fell off the sea, dude.
What's that?
What happened to you when you fell off the sea, dude?
The sea, dude?
Were you hurt?
Was I what?
What happened to you, ignorant, when you fell off the Sea-Doo at 40 mile an hour?
I don't understand what he said.
What happened to you when you fell off the Sea-Doo at 40 miles an hour?
I fell in the water. What are you guys...
What, did you get hurt?
Yeah.
No, of course I didn't.
Well, you're an ignorant person.
I train.
You know,
I train, Matt, so I know what I'm doing.
You're a real ignorant person.
Why, because I'm stronger than you?
My privates is stronger than you and your husband. I could whip both of you with
it. Well, I don't think
you're a weak, ignorant person.
No, I'm not sitting in a trailer in a wheelchair like you probably are.
Yes,
well,
I am, but listen to me, Witty.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Witty.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to reap what you're sowing, and I'm angry at you. I just found the station a while ago. I'm regretting finding it because you ticked me off so bad.
You know something, Matt? When you call up a talk show, know what you're talking about.
I do know,
I
know that you're very ignorant.
I'm very strong.
Steve, you're very weak.
We're looking for a place to be, a place where people know are like us.
What do you mean, a place where... 1-800-449-8686.
How many sleeping pills is that man on? That's what I'd like to know.
All right, let's go over to Ruth. Ruth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Thanks for taking my call. I think Ms. Dudley has a major problem with herself.
Mm-hmm.
No, but she needs to figure out how compassionate she can be towards her friend who has cancer. And she was snooping around in her medicine cabinet, you know, to see what kind of drugs she was taking.
I had to know.
You know, family obviously never had physical pain that she's had to deal with on a regular basis. You know,
got the cancer out.
A lot of friends have fibromyalgia.
What is that?
They are constantly in pain. Their entire body shuts down on them, and they have chronic pain.
Oh, you know what that is, Phil? That's one of those diseases that people make up so they can get more pain medicine.
No, that's not it at all.
Well,
that's not it at all, because
goodness.
I'm the person who has this problem. She doesn't take pain medication, but she certainly deserves some because
there's no cure
for what she has. You know what you need to do? You need to find out.
Junkies.
Huh? My
husband said that he feels many of you people are like junkies. I mean, how many bottles of this stuff do you have in your medicine cabinet, Ruth?
Let me tell you, I have none in my medicine cabinet.
Oh.
I had a cesarean section my last child. You know what I got for pain? You know what I asked for pain? Because I had a slight headache after it was all over with.
Mm-hmm.
I took two Tylenol.
I got no morphine.
I got no anything else. I had no Cerebral. I had a cesarean section.
Well,
they cut me open to get my baby.
Mm-hmm,
but let me tell you something, Miss
Dudley.
Well,
I've never had to have that.
You're strong, but you are not strong at all.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever had tennis elbow?
Otherwise, you would be more compassionate.
Have you ever had tennis elbow? No. You don't know.
Oh, what's tennis elbow?
You don't know.
Tennis elbow ain't nothing.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, they're a married couple. They are with the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. They believe that people who take pain medication are people who are weak. And you and Mr. Dooley have both made the point to me, Bobby, that you feel the two of you are alone in this, that there must be a place where stronger people live. I have to ask you this question.
I have to ask you this one question.
What's the worst pain you've ever had, and what did you do about it?
You know what, Phil? I don't want to answer that question. It's very personal.
Well, no. What is the worst pain you ever had?
If you want me to answer it, I will tell you. It was after a very strenuous weekend of sex.
A strenuous weekend of sex?
Yes, with my husband. And that was, there was some chafing and there was some burning, and I took a Tylenol PM.
That's the worst pain you've ever had?
That is the worst pain I've ever had. I have had tennis elbow. I have fallen on the court. I've skidded on clay courts going after a backhand shot. Let me tell you something. I have had some pretty serious injury in that regard when we were in Cancun. I was boogie boarding with our boys and took a pretty good spill, so I know what I'm talking about. And my friend Janice, who has had stomach cancer, and I understand that, but they cut it all out, the doctor told me. For her to lay around as my friend and have Emperset in her medicine cabinet, no friend of mine has Emperset. No friend of mine takes pain medication. I'm so thoroughly disgusted with her that I feel like going over to her house and opening up her blouse and seeing where the sutures are from her recent surgery and just smacking it and showing her there. If you can take that, you can take anything.
You want to smack the woman who has gone through stomach cancer surgery right on her scar.
I want to show her. You know something? I even considered taking her medication away so she wouldn't become a junkie. I can still do that.
I would not recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it. Somebody who's under a lot of pain, they need that. You can't do that.
What's the most pain you were ever in?
The most pain I was ever in?
Yes.
I had 4 impacted wisdom teeth taken out. And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a baby. What a child, Phil. And
wait a second. You ever had 4 impacted wisdom teeth taken out of your head? It's pretty...
4 impacted wisdom teeth. Oh, my sweet Jesus on high. I think really that's what I'm that's what Steve and I are talking about. We're talking about founding a new colony, a new, really a new America, where the people are strong. There are workout centers, a place where we can be happy.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Margaret on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, first of all, and I say this facetiously, Bill, I can't believe that you are have this woman on. Because
well,
she's insane.
We wanted to get...
Excuse me, but I think I know a little bit about it.
You don't know anything about it. Now,
well,
you've talked so much about your trip to Cancun. Why don't you let me talk?
I
am 70 years old.
Are you jealous?
10 minutes ago, I took a Vicodin. Because
well,
I've torn my cornea.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Have you ever torn your cornea?
No, I'm a little more careful.
Well, then
I'm a little more careful than you. I'm a little more careful than you.
Well, you're a little more careful than
me.
I bent over and I hit a box.
You bent over and hit a...
What a thing to say.
You bent over and hit a box.
Let me tell you something. When I was 31 years old,
over,
I had a cerebral hemorrhage. This woman doesn't want to let
anyone
talk.
Listen to this lady talk. Listen to Margaret. Then you'll have your say.
She bent over and hit a box.
Just let her talk. Go ahead, Margaret.
When I was 31, I had a cerebral hemorrhage. The pain was so excruciating. I was on medication, Demerol, Librium, Codeine, for a year.
Why?
And then came the day when I didn't have these unbelievable headaches anymore that sent me to the hospital, New York Hospital, in New York, a very upstanding hospital. They used to give me shots of Demerol. It was so bad. And when I didn't need it, after about a year, I said, I don't need this anymore, and I never took it again. There are plenty of people who take these kind of painkillers. I certainly don't agree with drug addicts.
All right, Margaret, thank you. Bobby, what do you say?
Well, I want to ask the lady, how long have you been hopped up on this stuff?
Hopped up on what, Vicodin?
Well, you've been hopped up since when? Since you were young?
Never.
You said you've been taking this
stuff. Listen to me, sweet lady.
Look, I'm surprised you can even remember what you had for
sweet
breakfast.
Jesus.
Well, what are all these drugs you're taking?
Jesus would be ashamed of someone
well,
like you.
I think that Mr. Henry saying, oh, a toothache. Oh, my God.
Have you ever had an impacted wisdom tooth? I have.
You know something?
You have apparently been a very, very fortunate person.
I'm very strong, Margaret.
You've been fortunate, my dear. Have you ever taken care of a 190-pound man who had a stroke and couldn't walk and talk and lift him in and out of bed when you were 65 years old?
Well, for 10 years
I did that.
I'm in the
and
now.
I took no
I don't
drugs
need
to do that.
Why would I
could
want to take
do
care
that?
Well, why would I want to take care of a 190-pound man?
Well, because he might be your husband.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be married.
And you didn't
want
to put him in a nursing home?
Well, I wouldn't be married to someone like that.
What would you do with him?
I wouldn't be married to him.
Well, you divorce him when he had the stroke?
No, Steve is going to be very healthy.
Wait a minute, are you just denying reality
here?
From
your mouth to God's ears because you're going to need it, sweetheart.
And Margaret, by the way, Jesus never took painkillers.
How do you know?
Oh, got you on that one.
Have you spoken to him?
Got you on that one.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
How do you know?
They did not have Empicet in the year zero. Good Lord.
Well, they didn't have Empicet either, and I never took any painkillers while I took care of this man.
You said you were hopped up on something. And
she never said she was hopped up on anything.
I told you I took Vicodin 10 or 15 minutes ago.
You bent over and purposely hit your eye on a nail or something?
Oh, my God. This lady
Margaret,
is a definite mental case.
No, so I need to make this point.
If you have five people to go with you to this new colony you're creating, it'll be a miracle.
I want to ask a question, Phyllis. Jesus was nailed to a cross. And he didn't take any painkiller.
But then, my
and this
dear,
woman,
Jesus was God, and you are not God, and I am not God.
Oh, so it didn't hurt?
It doesn't matter. He was God.
Well,
nothing
it hurt
him.
And you hit your eye, and you get a little boo-boo, and you go, oh, I need
a little boo-boo?
Oh. You know, you took so much Vicodin, and you don't remember this call. You won't remember this call
my
tomorrow morning.
My dear lady, I took the Vicodin
right.
15 minutes ago. It doesn't even take effect for another 15
minutes. Well, what are you taking it for? For kicks? Why are you taking it?
For what?
For kicks. Why are you taking
it? What kind of kicks are you talking about? Bugs?
No, kicks. Are you doing it for joy? Is it a joy pop?
I'm 70 and a half years old.
Oh, so you're taking it because you're
gotta
old.
You've got to be kidding. I don't do drugs.
Well, you took a Vicodin.
You're as good in good shape as me when you're 70, my dear.
I hope not because you don't sound well. Take another one.
All right, listen. Thank you, Margaret. 1-800-449-8686.
You see what I'm saying, Phil? She's old and tired. Steve and I are young and strong. We're looking for a new way.
And really what we want is a colony of people who are like us, who lift, use Sea-Doos, play tennis, and can discuss, you know, shark fin soup and great places to stay in, on Long Island, things like that.
Well, that sounds like a real progressive place.
You know, I know you're being facetious.
No, I think you are. What do you mean you want to live in a colony of strong people who can discuss shark fin soup? Here is Sydney. Go, or hold on for a minute, Sydney. Let's go over here to James. Go ahead, James.
Sounds like Hitler.
She wants
to make make her special place just like Hitler. Lady, have you ever had your knee stretched apart so they could do surgery on it?
Oh, here we go. Another guy that wasn't careful, and now I'm supposed to feel sorry for you.
Okay. Do you have two forms of scoliosis in your back that will then degenerate for the rest of your life?
Well, what did you do to get that?
What did I do? I was born with it.
Well,
scoliosis is a genetic
thing.
Well,
then God's doing, he's telling you something.
And you know what?
Well, what's he telling him? You better not take pain medicine?
I would think that the good Lord would not want us hopped up. Jesus took four nails, and he didn't say a peep.
I just think you're a self-righteous, rich blank.
You know why I think
you think you're better than all the rest of us.
Well, you know why you were born with scoliosis? Your mother was on meds when she was pregnant.
My mother never took a drug in her life.
No, she's probably taking Percocet or something.
My mother doesn't take anything because she can't afford it.
Well, wouldn't you like to go out and get a job and help her maybe pay for things?
You know what? She can't go out and get a job.
No, you go out and get a job.
Excuse me, lady. I make anywhere from $50,000 to $80,000 a year.
Well, then why don't you give some of that to your mother?
Oh. Wait, are you suggesting that I pay her drugs?
I'm suggesting what you do is quit using that hunchback as an excuse. Get out and...
He didn't say he was a hunchback.
Well, he said he had some kind of a twisted up situation.
Yes, I have scoliosis in my back, and it's only going to get worse the rest
of my
life.
Does your mother like vodka?
Huh?
Have you tried vodka?
Vodka?
Yes.
Now you're suggesting I become an alcoholic?
If I were you, I would, yeah.
You know what, lady?
You know, man, it's...
What? All I said was, if I had to look in the mirror... Look,
you know what?
Look,
I am a recovering alcoholic.
Look,
don't change the pain.
Look, Quasimodo, what I'm saying...
All right, look, have some freaking respect over here for this guy. What do you mean, Quasimodo?
When I was in high school,
You blew who?
All right, listen.
In 5 years, you look like the Pope. Jesus.
1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us to find out about where they can go to start a colony of people like them who are strong, not weak, like all these people that have to take pain medicine. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here, and we're talking about this need for pain medication. People are, you've heard the stories, Ms. Dooley, you know, and...
Phil, listen, I know people have pain. I've had pain. I mentioned tennis. You know, you seem to think my tennis elbow is that...
Well, that's not the same as stomach cancer.
Look, Phil, Janice is a very good friend of ours. She's laying around. They cut this. She's using this stomach cancer as an excuse to lay there and pop her pills and become, you know, what do they say?
Get all hopped up.
To get hopped and to be hopped up. But I'll tell you something that I do and Steve does. Every time I hear one of these people, that we call these gloomy Lulus. Steve does a trick. Can you do the trick? He lights a match and he passes his hand over it. Okay. So, in other words, you know...
Well, I mean, everybody does that.
Excuse me. That is...
a demonstration of how to deal with pain, not these people who are disgusting. I just want to find a place where Steve and I can be. I feel so alone. I feel
because you're strong, and other people are weak, and other people need pain medicine. And I had a sister with scoliosis. She needed pain medicine.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry if your family's weak. I'm really sorry.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Sydney. Sydney, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. How are
yes,
you?
I'm good.
Hello, Mrs. Dooley.
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I wish I could be better.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm calling, obviously, because I'm enraged
mm-hmm.
like everybody else.
I do not want you to be enraged. I want you to be empowered. Being hopped up on a,
let the lady speak, please.
She's hopped up.
How do you know?
Well, I'm assuming that you're a drug taker.
You just assume.
So you're not?
You're not even going to let me talk, are you?
Well, go ahead, but please be...
You just made a big ass out of yourself. You're just assuming everything.
Do you take pain medicine or not, yes or no?
Yes, I have fibromyalgia stage 2.
See, I told you.
And I will be on this pain medication.
I told you.
And I will, but you know
good
what?
Good for
I
you. You told her.
She told her. Well, yeah, but the lady lied. Said she wasn't.
No, she didn't. Go ahead, Sydney. You have what?
I have been on this medication
yeah.
for 3 years. I will be on it for the rest of my life. And you know what? I could trade places with her any day.
What do you have, Sydney?
I have fibromyalgia, stage 2. I have compressive neuropathy. I will lose the use of my hand.
What is that? I don't know what that is. Is that
compressive neuropathy means
mm-hmm.
I will no
mm-hmm.
longer have the
mm-hmm.
use of my hands.
You'll no have the use of your what?
My hands. I also have a synovial cyst on my spine. Okay, I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Well, what is all of that? I don't understand. Can't you just get out and get some good herbal medicines, some tea?
Yes, I've tried herbal medicine, and I've tried tea, and I've tried acupressure and acupuncture, and I've tried...
Do you exercise?
Yes, I do.
You jog?
Yes, I do.
Do you do push-ups? That's
no, I cannot.
Joke. I'm sorry,
I'm
that's
using,
a joke.
I'm,
that's just a...
Why would you joke about that? She said she can't use her hands.
I'm having some fun.
Thank you. Having fun at my expense.
No,
I appreciate that.
Humor is a very healing thing.
Can you do push-ups?
No, I cannot.
What about chin-ups? I'm joking.
No.
Look, Sydney, honey, I think you're going to be fine. You know why?
Why?
I want you to get off that pain medicine. We're looking for people who can join us in a new society where we can...
Well, can we talk about the world we're living in? Not some freaking utopia that you and Steve want to create where everybody's lifting weights and doing chin-ups and talking about shark fin soup.
You know something? Why don't you and your... Sydney, I got an idea for you.
Okay.
Because you can't use your hands doesn't mean anything bad. You can just hang them at your side. And if someone wants to shake your hand, just say... I'm tired.
Jesus. All right.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh because this is absolutely ridiculous.
Why don't you and your stumpy hands do a little bicep action?
I wish I could.
All right. Listen, Sydney, the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
But why are you taking that medicine?
Yeah. If you can't, why?
I have fibromyalgia, stage 2.
What?
I have chronic pain.
What did Bob
24/7.
Dole have? What's Bob Dole have?
He's got war injury.
Where do you get that?
He's got war injury.
Hope to God...
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I hope to God you never, ever
mm-hmm.
have any kind of chronic pain or any kind of cancer that your blessed friend has. And
I tell you this much. I did contract gonorrhea as a young woman, and I'm not proud of it. But I don't know if you've ever sat down to have a pee, and it feels as if you're passing napalm.
No.
Now, that is pain.
No, and I'm sorry.
You had
gonorrhea
as a young woman, huh?
Yes, I did. I fell in with the wrong crowd.
All right, look at me. I got to run here, Sydney. Thank you for your call.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
And the very best to you, and I hope you feel better.
You hope she feels better.
Well, I didn't...
Jesus. Yeah, Sydney, I hope you will get over that polio real soon.
Here is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for a utopian society. She has better luck waiting on her front porch and waiting for a UFO to beam her up.
Well, I know there has to be a society where all of
you
pill poppers don't exist and I can be free.
Ma'am, can I have my say real quick?
Go ahead. You've got 30
seconds.
Phil,
I agree with you. In July, I just had my 4 impacted wisdom teeth removed. And when you have sutures in your mouth, when your face inflamed.
Yeah, your face looks like a chipmunk.
You look like a chipmunk.
You look like
and
you got
know
a
what, ma'am? I was not high when I was on them.
I bet you've had
I didn't get any enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
Even on the pain medication,
well,
I still felt like crap.
Well, you were on crack?
No.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's...